Lord may be pleased to help. Now I would again direct you to Psalm 46, reading the first clause of verse 10. Psalm 46, verse 10, the first clause. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. It will be a wonderful thing, my friends, if this word is given to some poor soul this afternoon. It is a well-known word to us. We're very familiar with it. But, oh, my friends, how many of us know the depths and the truths of it? For, my friends, to know something of this word, we've got to know something of what it is to be tossed to and fro. Otherwise, there'll be no need for this blessed word. Be still. So, my friends, don't be surprised if you find that this is your condition now, that you're greatly tossed and tried in some pathway, some experience. It may be, my friends, that you, in that pathway, where you fear lest the grace of God is not in your heart, lest you may have been deceived, you're tossed to and fro. The word says, be still. You say, how can I be still when I'm tossed to and fro? My friends, the answer is in the chapter we read. By faith, looking unto Jesus. This is the secret of his people. This is the secret of their peace and quietness. Looking unto Jesus, the dear Redeemer. Be still and know that I am God. Let us look at this word, know that I am God. Let us look for a little at the power of God, his mighty power. He spake and it was done. He created the earth. There was nothing here. It was void. It was space. He spake the word and it was done. The earth was created. There was light and there was darkness. There was the sun, the moon, the stars, all created by our God. And we have the evidence of it. We are witnesses of it. We see it day by day in our lives. His power. We see his power in preserving his people. We have those evidences in the Word of God. We see that Daniel was cast in the den of lions, but he was preserved by the power of God. The lions' mouths were shut. They could not touch him. I know there are many in these solemn days that deny the power of God. And they say that these accounts are ridiculous and untrue and imaginary. But my dear friends, Do we believe in God or not? Why should it be impossible with our God? My friends, it is terrible. It is to suggest that our God is not able to do these things. Nothing is impossible with our God. And so I believe, my friends, we in our various pathways and experiences here and there have proved something of the power of God. We have seen it. Why, my friends, the wonder-working hand of God and the mysterious way he works. Look how he dealt with Abraham. He told Abraham that he was got to go and slay his son, offer him up for a sacrifice. And this same God, my friends, had promised Abraham that he should have this promised son, and that there should be multitudes come forth from him. And now, my friends, he's put to the test. The same God tells him to go and sacrifice this son. What a trial. Oh, but my friends, the dear man obeyed. Oh, what faith he had. In the midst, then, my friends, let us not be tempted to think that Abraham wasn't tempted. Abraham was a man of like passions. He was a man that feared God. Therefore, his great enemy was the devil. And you can be sure the devil tempted him, as he does all his people, and even the Lord Jesus himself. And so, my friends, Abraham is faithful. Faithful to the word of God. He obeyed. But how our God, this great God, worked. He knew the end from the beginning. He kept him from slaying Isaac. And he caused that there should be a ram caught in the thicket, and Abraham sacrificed that instead of his son. Be still and know that I am God. This great God, whose ways are past finding out, we cannot understand them. But have we got a little of this faith that Abraham had in our pathways in these solemn days? Amidst the bustle of life and the many sorrows, afflictions, trials, oh, my friends, he's the same God. He has the same power. Be still and know that I am God. How often, my friends, do we seek his guiding hand in providence? Oh, I believe, my friends, there are many in these solemn days that are guilty of leaving providential things aside. We realize that the things of salvation, spiritual things, must come from God. But my friends, why should we not take the providential things there? Those of old did. And the Lord commanded them in the way that they should go. As we looked this morning, He told them when they should go forward and when they should not. He gave the cloudy pillar and the fiery pillar. How many seek it to die? Why would, my friends, that this might be a word in season to many of us. I feel to need it myself. My friends, we need to look unto our God. We need to call upon Him to direct our feet in His path. For we know not what is best for ourselves. Be still and know that I am God. That I am able to do all things. You know, friends, we don't half understand and realize the power of God. We limit His power. Sometimes the Lord is sweet, He is pleased to give to us a word, and it is sweet and blessing, and then we are brought into paths of various trials. Now what about His word? Be still and know that I am God, that I change not, that I have promised. Shall I not do it? Oh, my friends, we limit His power, His faithfulness. Oh, that we might trust in Him, not only for the things of this life, and in the paths of providence, but in the things of eternity. Be still and know that I am God. Why, my friends, as we hasten toward eternity, there are many times, is there, are there not with us, that when we say in our hearts, well, however shall I get to heaven? Can it be possible that I shall ever reach that blessed place? I'm so full of sin and uncleanness and wretchedness. Be still and know that I'm God. All things are possible with Him. He hath the words of eternal life. Oh, my friends, the dear Redeemer came here below to redeem His people. Be still and know that I am God, that I have made a way that poor sinners might be redeemed, that they might come unto God. Why, many of His dear people are afraid to go to God because of their sins, their darkness, their blackness. But my dear friend, look unto Jesus. That's a blessed word. I believe it's in the 12th of Hebrews, where it speaks of the cloud of witnesses and the way that His people went and the following of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we might look unto Him. How often we take our eyes off of Him, and then what do we find? we find, like Peter on the water, we begin to sink. Down he went because he took his eyes off Jesus. And how many, many times have we proved the same? That when we take our eyes off of him, it's confusion, it's sorrow, it's perplexity. You see, you and I have need of patience. We look on the outward things. We examine them, we look at them, we watch them. But my friends, be still and know that thou art God. Be still. Oh, if this word is conveyed a little to you and I this day, my friends, it will be a blessed day. There'll be a little sweet peace that will come over our souls. There'll be a sweet calmness in our minds amidst the storms. You may be in those storms. I know not what you may be in today, but the Lord does. And I don't believe this, my friends, that the Lord has led me into this word for nothing. I believe there are those here that are in it. They're in this wild storm of confusion, this wild pathway of dismay and not knowing the way, not knowing what to do. Be still and know that I am God. In the midst of all these things, I still look upon guide and lead. He leads his people, my friend, step by step. Be still and know that I am God, that I'm still in heaven, I'm still looking upon the earth, I'm still controlling the things here, that I control the devil, that he is a chain foe, that he can only come as far as permitted. Be still and know that I am God. He is a vile tempter. He is, my friend, and you and I know something of him if we are being taught by him, by the blessed Spirit. We should know something of this tempting devil. And oh, my friend, he will deceive us if he can. He will set our feet in the wrong path. He will bring us into confusion and trouble. So, my friends, how needful it is to bring our path, our concerns unto Jesus. Be still and know that I am God. All those many, many things, whatever they are that you and I are in, take them to the Lord, lay them there. And as I try to speak of this morning, seek his guiding hand. Seek to have the fleece wet and dry. Oh, my friends, it will be so much easier for you and I to press forward with a word of the Lord. When we can say, the Lord told me to do this. He said, this is the way, walk ye in it. We, my friends, we so often say and fear and think that the Lord will never speak anything like this into our hearts. But some of us have had to prove this, my friends, that when we've gone and ventured forward in paths without a word, he's brought it to confusion. and I would bless his name for it. But my friends, this is the hard way. And had we sought a word from the Lord and waited for it, we would have been saved from that awful trial. So you see, my friends, these paths, these things that we come into, are often the fruits of our sin. It is often because we haven't laid the matter before him, committed it into his hand, and watched and waited for his direction. How can we, my friends, expect to profit, expect to be blessed in the way if he's not sent us? It is so, my friends, in the ministry. There are many that over the years and even at the present that have that desire in their heart to preach the word of God. But if they are not sent of God, there will be no profit. My friends, these are solemn things. The Lord prepares his people for the path that they are to walk in. He chooses the way. You might say, well, if he chooses the way, surely it will be peaceful and calm. Not necessarily. In fact, my dear friends, mostly at times, with all, there are those times when it is the very opposite. When the Lord has led his people into paths, they've come into storms. And immediately they've cried out to the Lord. And they have feared that they have made a mistake. Be still, know that I'm God. I change not, I'm still in it. Did I not say, be not dismayed? Did I not say I would be with thee? Fear not. My friends, the Lord does not give these words to his people for nothing. It is because they are going to come into these paths, or they are in them. Be still and know that I am God, that I do all things well. I know, my friends, when we're tried and tempted, we cannot always say that he does all things well. We do not feel to be still and calm. But when the Lord comes and visits our troubled breast, then all is well, and everything is calm. And he hasn't made any mistake. I would, my friends, that we were more often in that posture. I've been there, and it's a blessed place. It's a place we cannot bring ourselves. Be still and know that I am God. But even in the storm, I can make a calm. You see, the disciples in the ship, they were tossed with a stormy wind. Jesus was in the ship, asleep. He was with them. But still they feared. Why? Because they took their eyes off him. Because their unbelief was so great, they thought, well, he's asleep. He will not know. It will be too late. Never, my friend, never. With our God, he knoweth all things. He knoweth the end from the beginning. He never slumbers or sleeps. He never comes too late for his dear people. Be still and know that I am God. Remember that although you cannot hear his voice, you perhaps cry and shout. There's one of all. Dear Job, he went backward and forward. He couldn't find his Lord. He was in the midst of deep troubles, trials, losses, afflictions. But his God was still his God. The Lord still watched over him. Satan was a chained foe. Ah, my friends, be still and know that I'm God. Job, remember that I change not. And although he came into those great paths of affliction, yet, my friends, he proved, after all, that this great God was his dear Redeemer. So did Thomas. You remember doubting Thomas when he was told that the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead? He couldn't believe it. The unbelief of his heart was so great, he could not believe that the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead. And yet, my friends, it must be so. The dear Messiah must die and be crucified and rise again, that his people might be redeemed and that they might rise again. Oh, my friends, be still and know that I am God. This great God, this great Redeemer, he has come, he has died, he has suffered for his people. And although it's often with us, it seems that we're overwhelmed by sin and Satan, the violent temptations and the weaknesses of our flesh, and we often feel overwhelmed and we have to say, can ever God dwell here? Be still. Be still. And know that I am God, that I have conquered the devil, that I have redeemed you. Oh, my friends, this great God, be still and know that I am God, that I'm not like you and me. And even in the midst of these violent storms, I'm still the same God, the same Redeemer. My love is still the same. Oh, that we might have eyes to look to him, that we might be more, that we might have more of that faith that we read of in the 11th of Hebrews, that all these were saved by faith. They all looked unto the dear Redeemer. They all waited for him. They all trusted in him. The Lord, my friends, will never, never forsake. He will never deny those that trust in him, that would that wait to be cleansed in the blood of Christ. If that's your open mind, my dear friends, we shall never be ashamed of our hope. For he is faithful. Be still and know that I am God. I have come to save that which was lost, that which was ready to perish. Oh, my friends, may we be enabled to look up to him, to trust in him, to seek his face, to wait upon him. For the work of salvation is his. We fail. We cannot keep his law. We break all his commandments. We have those weaknesses in our hearts. And we find that we fall again and again. We often say within our hearts, well, I'm going to walk nearer the Lord. But oh, alas, how quickly we fall. But be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I love with an everlasting love. And although you fail and are utter failure, I am the dear Redeemer. I have come to save that which was lost and ruined. Be still and know that I am God. And all my friends, in the path of prayer, we need to be still and know that he is God, that he hears and answers prayer. We look again on the outward things. We say within our hearts, well, I've cried and shouted, and he shutted out my prayer, does he? My friends, because we haven't got the sweet, blessed evidence that he has answered our prayer, we're ready to despair. We're ready to say, he shut it out, my prayer, he hasn't heard it. My friends, be still and know that thou art God, this great God. He hears all prayer. He hears every thought and desire of the heart. So he hears what you and I cry unto him, what we ask him for. Well, you might say, how is it then that he does not come? Well, my friends, the Lord has a set time when he will reveal himself to his people, when he will come to their need and their help and give them a portion. Be still and know that I am God. Our time is ever ready. Ever ready. We don't want to wait 5 minutes. But sometimes, my dear friends, his people have to wait years. I wouldn't discourage any poor soul, but that is so. Some things a poor soul has to wait years for. You say, well, surely will I not get nothing in between times? In between the time of asking him and the time of receiving? Yes, my friends, the Lord will revive the exercise again and again. He will give that faith to be still at times and know that he is God. There'll be those blessed times when you will, in your heart and experience, have a sweet realization that he is heard your prayer, you'll be persuaded in your heart that what you've asked for, he knows. You'll know he knows. And my friends, it's then, my friends, when you'll be able to walk in this text and be still and know that he is God. It's then, my friends, when we realise that he knows just where we are, what we're in, what we want, what we're waiting for. It's then that we'll be able to be still and we'll be able to leave the issue with him, and we shall be found watching and waiting. Be still and know that I am God. Ah, my friends, I would that we might have more of this faith, that we might be enabled to bring our varied concerns unto him and trust in him. There's such a lot, my friends, of temptation. There are many, many temptations, and it is with some more than others. There are some people that are ever ready to move forward, that are ever ready to take fresh paths. There are others that are very timid and fearful and fear to presume. But my friends, each one needs the Lord to guide. Each one needs to commit their way unto the Lord. They need to lay it before him. Be still and know that I am God. Oh, my friends, I would try, and may the Lord convey it to you and I, that we are to take these things to him and lay them before him, and to watch and wait for his appearing. We are not to give up. We are not to sink into unbelief and say, well, he won't come, he won't give me a word. My friends, the Lord watches his people. He'll have them go forth by the right way. And if he has designed that you and I should go in a certain pathway at a certain time, then he'll work. We still know that I'm God, that I can bring it about, that I have all the hearts of men in my hands, the cattle upon 1,000 hills is mine. Oh, my friends, be still and know that I am God, that nothing is impossible with him, that he is able to do all things. Oh, my friends, how the devil would deceive you and I and say, well, it's no good waiting. You'll never get something. Go forward. Oh, he loves, my friends, to lead his people astray and make them dishonour our God. Why is it that the house of God, that the children of God today are in such a low place? Because of unbelief. Wretched unbelief. My friends, we dishonour our God. Be still and know that I am God, that I make no mistakes, that I am able to do all things. Look, the dear Lord Jesus, he came upon this earth, he wrought many, many miracles of all sorts. He cured the sick. the lame, the blind, the deaf, the lepers. He commanded, and the loaves of bread and the fishes, they was enough to feed thousands. Oh, how he works. Be still and know that I'm God. I'm still the same God, still able to do these wonderful things. He told the apostle to go and cast a hook, and the first fish that he drew up on the hook, there would be a coin, some money, enough to pay the tax that was asked for. Be still and know that I am God. He's still the same God, my friends. Let us not lose sight of that. We have these blessed accounts in the Word of God. We see his power. We think, well, what a wonder-working God. But that's one side. We seem to set our own pathway on another side. We seem to limit God's power and say, well, that was that pathway. That won't happen to me. I know it. I thought it, my friends. There have been those times when I've said in my own heart, well, the Lord has done many wonderful things, and I've seen him do this and that for the people of God. But I thought, no, he'll never do it for me. He'll never come to me. But it has. There have been those things that the Lord has done. And I can say to his honour and glory that he is a great and almighty God. And when we see his wonder hand, working hand, and think and meditate upon it, my friend, it will help our faith. It will help us to be still and know that he is God. Well, I hope that this word might be made of some use to some poor soul. I fail to ramble along, but the Lord knows what you and I are in. May he bless his word. For his name's sake, amen.